Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Yes, the title of this program is The Demise of the Christian Faith. 2 Corinthians has a word for us. 2 Corinthians 3:13. And I'm turning to it. Okay, here we are. 2 Corinthians 3:13. And it is the last phrase of the verse. It says, look to the end of that which is established. What does that mean? What is it talking about? Look to the end of that which is abolished. That means give attention to the end of that which is abolished. End there, E-N-D, means that which is expected or desired. Look to, be attentive of the end. I started talking about the end and the end of that which is abolished. Let's go to the next statement, which is Luke 2:15. Luke 2:15, and again, it is the last statement in the verse. It says, see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. So the two statements, look to the end, be attentive to the end of that which is abolished, and see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. What is the thing that has come to pass, which I have made known? It has come to pass that I have and I am reminding you, the people, and bringing to your attention the judgment of faith. Ecclesiastes 8:11. Yes, I'm bringing to your attention something from a former time, something very important, something that has been left undone, but something that surely must be done. 8:11, Ecclesiastes. It says, sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Faith, the faith of Christ Jesus, is an evil work. The faith of Christ Jesus has been abolished in the Authorized Version Bible. Yet, the Christian church, the Gentile church, still exists, but it has been abolished. Why is it still existing? Why is the papacy still existing? Why is the Christian religion still in existence? Look to the end of that which has been abolished, not which shall be, but which is already abolished. Last time I read the law of faith. Okay? I want you to see, if you have not, pull from the archives the message given on Thursday, this past Thursday, and listen to that archive, listen to that episode. You should listen to all the episodes so you don't miss anything, so you can be up on what is going on. If you miss episodes, then you are lacking knowledge. You're missing very important and crucial knowledge. Look into the end of that which is abolished. See the thing which the Lord has made known to us. I, the Lord, having made known to you the law of faith and the judgment of the Christian faith and religion. The law of faith is indefeasible. It cannot be undone or made void. It must be done to perfection. The intent of the law of faith is this. It is the abolishment of the Gentiles' enslavement of black people and all the things related to and in any way having anything at all to do with it. I have shown in earlier episodes the faith-slavery connection, how that the Gentiles conspired to give the captured blacks an unsound, facetious, and vain faith. The law of faith clearly abolishes slavery. The Gentiles did that. The law of faith clearly abolishes the Christian religion and its teaching. the Gentiles have not carried that out. They have not ceased teaching and preaching Jesus. The Gentiles' obedience to the law of faith is not done. They must fulfill all the terms of the law of faith. The law of faith calls for the death of the Christian religion, which espouses the faith concerning Christ Jesus. The end of the Christian religion and the faith concerning Christ Jesus is death, a ceasing to exist. Therefore, again, I ask, why is the Christian religion still in existence? Why is the faith of Christ yet existing? Those things have been abolished. Both of those things should have gone out with slavery. Speedy sentence against an evil work is not carried out speedily. Now the time has come that they should be carried out and not left undone. The Living God Declaration. This is my declaration. The Authorized Version's Doctrine of Salvation speaks to the truth which comes from the Living God. It speaks to the Gentile abolishment of the Christian religion. It speaks to a ceasing to exist, or it speaks to a ceasing to teach the faith concerning Jesus. It speaks to the people's departure from the faith which is in Christ Jesus. And it speaks to the death of the said faith and religion. In the Book of the Law, the Authorized Version Bible, the Christian religion and the faith concerning Christ Jesus are sentenced to death. I will turn to Ecclesiastes 3. And begin reading at verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. It is time to kill the faith that concerns Christ Jesus. The time of the faith concerning Christ Jesus' death has come. A time to break down and a time to build up. How that the Gentiles invaded them and destroyed black civilization as it was during that time. Scattering of black people to the point that the blacks scattered abroad do not know where they are from, where their ancestors are from, do not know anything of their culture, anything of their past. For as much as they do know, those scattered abroad, their history starts at the invasion of the Gentiles. Their history starts at their capture by the Gentiles. It's time to build up and edify black people worldwide, all of them. Black people have been just done wrong by the Gentiles. And the Gentiles want us to act like nothing has happened. When everything, whatever we had, has been destroyed. No knowledge of our language. Families were destroyed. Families were destroyed by the Gentiles. Even during slavery, they would separate. Mothers having been forced to lay with other slave men and produce babies. The Gentiles were baby snatchers. As soon as the babies would be born, they would take the babies away from their birth mother and give the baby to another mother capable of breastfeeding at all. It was painful. It was terrible. It is time to build up black people, to edify them. It's time that they know the truth. Black people have been given a false, unsound, and vain faith. It is time we discard the vain thing given to us by the Gentiles, and that we take on truth. We take up truth. We support truth. We walk in the way of truth. It's just time to build up black people. And I mean black people. True black people. And not put us in the back somewhere. Not cause us to feel as though we are despised. Not good enough. Not good enough to be shown. Not good enough to take part. Time, black people, be built up. Be edified. We can do that. We can do that. A time to weep. Listen to this. I think these things, they speak for them straight up. A time to weep. To weep. Weep for the destruction of our past. A time to laugh. And say, the old vain faith is gone. The old vain faith is a time, death has come. The old vain faith is a thing of the past. We are free from the Gentiles' deception. We have learned of their gimmick. that they played against us, and we have overcome the gimmick. We have overcome the vain faith given to us. It's time to be serious. It's time we as black people pay attention and give heed to truth. No, the Gentiles do not want you to know the truth. That's why they never told you the truth. They simply don't think you are worthy of the truth. But God has a better idea. God has thought something better. He thinks you are worthy of the truth. He thinks you can handle the truth. That's what God thinks. That's what I think. I think it is time for truth. I think it is time the truth be told. That's what God thinks. The living God. Yes. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to say, we have overcome the fallacy with regard to the God that the Gentile slave master divorced and baby snatchers told us about. They told us about a God up in the sky somewhere that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. It's time to overcome the lies. It's time to overcome the lies the Gentiles told us. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn. We can mourn because of what happened to us, because of our downfall. We can mourn. We can weep. We can look to one another as we begin a new journey. The Bible itself says, look to yourselves. Rely on ourselves. Rely, take heed, and rely. Take heed to your God, making known truth to you. Take heed as your God leads you out of deception, leads you away from deception and into an arena of truth. I've given you the statement which says, Proverbs 9:6, forsake the foolish and live. A time to build up, a time to edify, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn. We can laugh because of a newfound faith in a living God. We can rejoice in that. A newfound faith of truth. Forsake the foolish and live. Realizing that there is life above and beyond the faith that is in Christ Jesus. We can live without the lie. We can live without the lie. We don't need to go about asking, oh, what are we going to do? No more, Jesus. What are we going to do? No, we don't have to mourn because of that and wonder what are we going to. We're going to live. We're going to live. We're going to live because of truth. I've seen a sign, a religious sign, saying something to this effect, receive Jesus, believe in Jesus, and live. The lie been going on for too long. It's time to kill the lie. Time to put the lie to rest. Time to kill, time to build up and edify. Look to one another, look to ourselves, look to ourselves for truth, because the truth comes from our God, our living God. No other God has come in and has given us the truth. No other God, no God up in the sky. No God by and by. We can understand now. Now, there was a song that says, we'll understand it better by and by. No, we're going to understand it better right now. Understand it better right now. Not looking to a pie in the sky somewhere by and by. Not looking for a chariot to swing low, carry us away. We're going to live. And we're going to rejoice in the truth. Because we have forsaken the foolish. The foolish people, the foolish faith. We've forsaken them, and we live. We live. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. Also a time to refrain from anything having to do with the fictitious, vain, and unsound faith. Anything having to do with the fictitious Jesus as being Lord and Savior and a living reality, a living person. It's time to refrain from evil. Time to refrain from that which is evil, the Christian religion, the faith that is in Christ Jesus. It's time to stop and depart. Why? Because we hear, we have heard the truth of the matter. We have found out things that we didn't know before. So we should behave in a way that we didn't do so before. Time to rejoice. That's what I get out of this, too. Time to refrain from it. I mean, a time to embrace. A time to dance. A time to laugh. A time of rejoicing because of the truth. Look at this statement over in 1 Corinthians 13. I'm just reminded of it. 1 Corinthians 13, 6. Listen. It just says this, reading verse 6. Rejoices not in iniquity. We're not rejoicing because of iniquity. Remember? In the last session or two, I gave you the state, I gave you the term fool's paradise. Fool's paradise. Rejoicing based on a deceptive, thing. like the faith in Christ Jesus is a deceptive teaching coming from the Gentile. And you rejoice. But you really don't know what you're doing. You're rejoicing because of Jesus, Lord and Savior, this and that. You were rejoicing because of evil, but you didn't know it. You thought the evil was good. This rejoice is not an iniquity, but rejoice is in the truth. There we go. I'm not adding anything to that verse. The verse says, rejoice is not in iniquity. That's what it said. I'm not rejoicing in iniquity. I'm rejoicing in the truth. Forsake the foolish and live. Rejoice. Rejoice because of the truth. Rejoice because you have been saved from deception. And that rejoicing is good. That's the true rejoice. Rejoiceth in the truth. Rejoiceth. You rejoice because of the truth. What does truth do? It brings salvation to you. It brings salvation. The truth that comes from God brings salvation. Salvation from what? Salvation from deception. Salvation from the lies they told you. And they told your mama and your dad and your grandparents. Lies been going on from generation to generation. It's time to stop it. It's time to kill, a time to kill, a time to kill the lie. A time to just bring the lies to a halt, a stop, and depart from them. Just as simple as that. Like I said, not asking what am I going to do. You're going to have faith in God and follow God. You're going to rejoice because of the truth. You're going to be thankful to God for the truth. Thankful to a living, physically present God for the truth. It's not a spirit bringing you truth. It's an individual. It's an individual who the Bible calls God. That's simple. Yes, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice it. Because of the truth. Back to Ecclesiastes 3. Listen at this one. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to get, a time to lose. What can we get? What? Let's see what Proverbs has to say. Given it to you before, but I'll do it again. It's time to get wisdom. Proverbs 4, verse 5. Get wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. The wisdom comes from God. Proverbs 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. There you go. There you go. You got it. It's time to get. It's time to get wisdom. The Lord gives wisdom. This is the way out, people. This is the way out. This is the way to freedom from the lie. Freedom from the lies. This is salvation. That's what the scriptures are talking about. They're talking about salvation. Salvation from a deluded state brought to you by the Gentiles. salvation. Let me say those three things again. It's time to get. It's time to get wisdom. Wisdom comes from God, the Lord, the living God, the true God. Not some idea. Think. Okay. I'm going to turn here, and if it's here, I'll read it. And if it's not, if I have to look for it, I'll keep going. Okay, here we go. John. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit. It's time to kill all lies and get away from the lies and move on and live. God is a spirit. I am a person. As I said, a spirit is not bringing you the truth. A living human being, the Bible calls God, is bringing you the truth and making known to you that which you did not know before. He's making known to you the way of salvation. He's making known to you the way from deception. He's making known to you that we as a people have been fooled and tricked and duped, hoodwinked, and given a false faith worldwide. By who? By the Gentiles. Who else? Yes, I'm not a spirit. Okay. I'm a human being. No spirit is bringing you truth of salvation and the truth of your delusion and the truth of faith that is in Christ Jesus and the truth concerning the Christian religion. No spirit is making known to you that the Christian religion and the faith which is in Christ Jesus should have gone out with slavery. No spirit is doing that. I'm doing that. What am I? I am a human being. But the Bible calls me God. The Authorized Version of the Bible calls me God. And it says, thou art the Lord. It says, thou art God. As I've said before, I don't argue with Scripture. I don't fight the Scriptures. The Scriptures say your faith is vain. You know, when you believed in Christ Jesus. Scripture also says, depart from evil, which we are doing. We are obeying Scripture. Doing good, obeying Scripture, and departing from evil. Departing from the fictitious, unsound, vain, evil, wicked faith brought to us by the Gentiles. Yes, God is a spirit. Now we know that God is not a spirit. God is a person, a living person. A living person, a living human being. That the Bible says, call and does call God repeatedly and Lord repeatedly and given him a new name, Israel, a surname, the surname of Israel, the living God, Israel, the living God having the designation of Israel. Okay, I want to turn to Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah 10, verse 10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. Notice that word, living. That means he can be seen. The lie about God They gave us the lie about God. I'm like, you can't see him, but you can feel him. They say, they lied to us so many times, but in so many ways. This is just, now the statement in John, okay, 4 verse 24, which says God is a spirit. That's not true. My presence is proof. My presence disproves that statement. You hearing my voice is proof of that statement is false. God's not spirit. The intent of the law is that we not believe that statement. Okay? Or that I not believe the statement. It's a test of one's knowledge. Because the God that the Bible talks about, exalts and all, speaks to a living God. Okay, see? So, God is not a spirit. He is the living God, back to Jeremiah 10, in his own time, in the time that he's here on earth. He is the living God and an everlasting king. So he's not only the living God, he's an everlasting king, says the Bible, about the Lord God Israel, about me. Okay? So we have things to rejoice about. No longer rejoicing in iniquity, but rejoicing in the truth. And we're back at Ecclesiastes 3. So it is a time to get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding. Get the knowledge of God. Scripture says, know the Lord. That's a commandment. Know the Lord God. Know him. And a time to lose. We don't mind losing the faith which is in Christ Jesus. We don't mind losing that. We don't mind losing the old spirituals and gospels that give an untrue message. The contemporary Christian music literature. We don't mind losing that because they're all based on a lie. Based on a lie. So we lose all that. Good riddance. Good riddance to the Christian religion. Good riddance to faith that is in Christ Jesus. The Bible is leading us. The Bible is leading us. Cease to do evil. Depart from evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Yes, we lose those things, those vanities, Scripture calls them at one point. But it's also a time to keep. It's time to keep the truth, support the truth, be an advocate of truth. Keep the knowledge that we lose not the things that we are gaining now. So on the one hand, a time to lose, a time to keep. On one hand, a time to get, a time to lose, and a time to cast away. Cast away the junk of religion. You know, your religious apparatus and all like that, you know, articles, whatever. Whatever, time to cast the week. You know, some of you've been wearing a cross around your neck. What time to cast it away? You thought it was something holy. You thought it was something that brings you much closer to God. Gentiles lied to you again. Got you wearing stuff, making you think something that's not true. Oh, yes, lied to you again. Time to cast the junk away. And laugh while you're doing it. Why? Because of your freedom. You're free from lies. You're free from deception. A time to reign and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. It's a time to speak. It's time to speak truth. It's time we get it right. It's time we get it right. Time to speak. Time for you to speak the truth. Learn the truth, know the truth, love the truth, speak the truth, teach the truth, do the truth, maintain the truth. A time to speak truth. A time to let truth be known. A time to love. A time to love yourself, and don't stop there. A time to love your people. Time to stop trying to be like the Gentiles, your slave masters, former slave masters. Be yourself. Be yourself. A time to love yourself and your people and your God. A time to hate the evil of religious teaching, the evil of the faith that is in Christ Jesus, the evil of the Christian religion. It's time to hate the evil. A time to love and a time to hate. Love the truth, hate the lie. Isn't that simple? Don't rejoice in iniquity. Rejoice in the truth. Rejoice in your God. Time to love, a time to hate, a time to hate, a time to hate. Scripture. The enemies told us, love your enemies, but they don't love their enemies. Oh boy, they got us again. But we can rejoice. We are overcomers now. We are overcomers. The scripture says we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. The conquerors sank to a very low level. They went into sub-thinking. Sub-thinking. And did evil, devised evil, and performed and carried out evil. Yeah, he told us, love your enemies, but they don't love us, and they don't love their enemies. As a matter of fact, they saw us as their enemies. After they captured, they fought against us. They beat us, defeated us, enslaved us, dehumanized us. That's an enemy. That's an enemy. They subdued us. Question, are we still subdued to the Gentiles or by the Gentiles? Are we still subdued? Subdue means bring into subjection, conquer. Okay? We're still a conquered people. We were conquered. We still subdued people. Think about the blacks scattered abroad. Their offspring up to this very day. don't know our home. Don't know. Gentiles have their history. We have no history. Our history starts at the Gentile invasion and conquest. But we can live. We can live, and we can live with truth. We can live with our God. We can rejoice. For us, yes, it's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. Life without Jesus is a new beginning for us, if not all of us. I mean, it's so widespread among us, the lie. Time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. But the Gentiles declared there is no peace. And they made war. They took peace from the earth. That's what they did. How they did it? They did it by a pen. They said simply, there is no peace. And their combined armies went forth to fight. They went forth to conquer. Time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Time of peace has not yet come. When, as long as the Christian church exists, as long as faith in Christ Jesus is being taught, there is no peace. They turn the world, they the Gentiles, turn the world upside down. They turn it topsy-turvy. Let me turn to a scripture to you right quickly. Revelation. Revelation 6. Revelation 6, 4. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. The Gentiles took peace from the earth. They saw the whole world, the rest of the world, as their potential enemy. And in verse 2 of chapter 6, I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. The Gentiles took peace from the earth, saw everyone else as their potential enemy, and they went forth to conquer. They went forth for the purpose of conquering, not to see what else was beyond them and their place, territory. They went forth to conquer. When the explorers set voyage on their expeditions and all like that, they went forth to conquer. Okay? That was their purpose, to conquer. Because after they come to a land, what happens? Sooner or later, the Gentile full-blown army comes in and takes over. They went forth to conquer. That was their purpose. Maybe the explorers were really spies. Here, go forth and spy the lands. You know? Get some, you know, information, valuable information on the enemy. Revise the plans, you know, back home. Like I said, sooner or later, Gentile forces, Gentile armies come and take over. They took peace from the earth. The Gentiles, along with the religious figures, authority, took these from the earth, went forth to conquer. Time of war and a time of peace. That time of peace has not come, as I say it. So, Tang. One thing I left out, back to Ecclesiastes 3, I left this out. It's in verse 2. It says, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to die and a time to kill in verse 3 say about the same thing. I said a time to kill, a time to kill the old life. A time to kill the faith that is in Christ Jesus, a time to kill the Christian religion, a time for those things to die. The time has come. The law must be fulfilled. Question is, where are you? Where are you? Are you with God? Are you still in the enemy's hand? You are either with God or you are still under the power of the enemy. Okay. What will it be? Time to get it right. A time to do the right thing. The scripture has said, there shall come a great forsaking. And in Thessalonians 2, it is said, there be a, let's see here, Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians 2, it says, there come a falling away, and there come a great forsaking. A falling away from the faith, and a great forsaking of the faith. What faith is the faith concerning Christ Jesus? Time to forsake that faith. A time to fall away or depart from that faith. And a time to live and rejoice in the truth. Obey the truth. Do the good, right thing. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. God gives the understanding. That's the message. Have you departed from the faith? Are you going in the way of understanding? We have looked to the end of that which is abolished. And we are continuing to do that. Be attentive to the end of that which is abolished. And we ourselves must call for it. Scripture calls for it. Scripture has already, the Lord already laid down. We must also be supportive of the law. Forsake the foolish and live, depart from evil. That is the message. Rejoice in the truth.